90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Welcome to New Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. Make sure you stay tuned next half hour. I'm going to be doing your news across Indian country, letting you know what's going on out there as well. And we have Maury in the studio with us as well.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for being there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll be talking about some things going on this week. A very exciting week of basketball playoffs going on, you know, with our high school, Native American high schools. Unfortunately, that can also, I guess, just have some small little issues mm-hmm. of racism going on. And so we'll be talking about that. DJ at a radio station in Montana feels there should be segregated basketball tournaments. It's like, really? We're going back to segregation now? Yeah. Like, what in the world do you think that's okay? Mm-hmm. Like, advocating for segregation. That's just, and the fact that he just did not even want to back down from this. So we'll be talking about that and what happened. Also, an update on the Shawnee Mission North mascot going on. I talked with the communications director, so I have a small little tidbit that I'd like to play for you guys. So stay tuned for that as well. We'll get started with some music. And what we could start with is some, let's see, it is Custer Died for Your Sins. A great way to start. So
you're listening, it's always a good way to start.
Yeah, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
All the lies that were spoken, for the blood we have spilled, for the treaties that were broken, for the leaders you have stilled. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for your sin. Now a new day must
be gay, just to die for yourself. For the tribes you terminated, for the myth you keep alive, for the land you confiscated, for our freedom you deprived. Cause to die for your sin, cause to die for your sin, now a new day must begin. To die for yourself. To die for yourself, for the truth that you pollute, for the life that you have cost, for the good you prostitute, and for all that we have lost. Just to die for yourself.
Just feel the earth's heartbeat, barefoot in the forest green or in the desert heat. Love is what it's all about. Great Spirit, hold our hands. Teach us now, for it's too late to give back to the land.
We are warriors of love. We are warriors of love. Smile into the sun and make love to the moon. Magic of the ocean will inspire you. The gift of grace is given. We better find it soon.
Your faith and kindness into living acts of love. Warm the coldest, darkest hearts like sunshine from above. We're not here forever. The earth's not yours or mine. We are learning, we are learning. Pray we still have time.
We are warriors of love.
Warriors of love.
We are. Smile into the sun and make love to the moon.
Every day I'm away from home.
The ocean.
Think of what I'd like to say.
Gift of grace given, we better find.
to the sun and make love to the moon. Magical, the ocean will inspire you. The gift of grace is given, we better find it soon.
Song for you, cause I wanted you to know that I put my heart into. I get inspired every time that I speak to you. I can acknowledge all the things that you're going through, and trust me when I say that I've been in your shoes. Locked up before for breaking all of the rules. I felt alone, so I posted up in my room with thoughts of suicide. I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. If I end it all, who's gonna care? Picture my feeling, who's all there? That constant feeling of despair, zoned out with a blank stare. In that moment, I'm trying to decide my fate. With war paint written all across my face, the ancestors fought hard and never gave up this easily. So I find something deep inside of me, to my dream or your family. Thanks for believing in me. Together with you, we gon' make some history. Dear native youth, yes, I'm still talking to you. I promise you, owning the truth, that's all I know how to do. Too many years of constant being lied to. I know how you feel. You probably have it up to here. And take a moment from wiping the stairs. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you no longer living in fear. Keep your head above the clouds and know it gets better from here. Pretend for 1 second, Pop's putting down a beer as he puts arms around you so you feel how love heals. How love heals. How love heals. It's not your fault that love for your life, it just disappears. It disappears. It disappears. I know the pain suffocates and takes you to a distant place. A youth among all experience the highest rate. We got a promise, we will never let the youth fade away. This is more than Twitter hashtags, dear native youth. Native youth.
Welcome to the Thomas V. Wilson Reading Series. It's in memory of my late husband, a poet that many people knew and loved. We have a wonderful program sponsored by Arlen Byard. Arlen Byard was born and raised.
All right. Well, welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. I thought that was a promo. I guess it was. I'm sorry. I thought, I don't know. I'm just not in the right frame of mind today. I keep messing up. I'm sorry I interrupted that other song, too. It was all playing.
I thought it was a part of the song, and I was a little confused. I was like, what is that noise? What's going on here?
Whoops. My bad. I need someone to help me out.
No one probably would have known. They probably would have thought it was part of the song. We shouldn't have said anything.
Shouldn't have went to Kunta. But yeah, sorry about that. But I thought that was a promo because it was already queued up on the thingy. But I guess it wasn't. I have to look at the promos. All right. Well, so like I said, was going to be doing an update on the Shawnee Mission North thing that was going on a couple weeks ago. Shawnee Mission North and their mascot's the Indians, and they play Lawrence High. And there was a young lady on the Lawrence High basketball team who is Native American, and she was kind of upset with the way they were portraying their mascot. They have, I guess, two people, a girl and a boy, portraying a princess and a brave, I guess, type scenario mm-hmm. going on. And so that, and then other stuff they were doing, that was Madison McKinney. And we had her on the show last week and had her telling her side of the story. If you didn't get to hear it, you can download the podcast. It's on kkfi.org. But if you missed it, and so Madison told us her story of what went on. And because of what she's done, they've taken down Shawnee Mission North's banner in Lawrence High's gym because it has a big headdress looking Indian on it. And it's just very interesting to see what's been going on since then. I've actually was working on a story about this, and I interviewed the communications director. I got in contact with them on Monday and was able to get a comment from them on Tuesday about what they felt in regards to this situation. So I was going to play that now. So let me get my... I had to put this on my phone.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay, so this is Erin Little, and she's the communications director for the Shawnee Mission North High School. Let me just cue this up. And this is her saying what their statement is in regards to their mascot.
Is that we are proud of our heritage and that the school mascots are a symbol of strength and admiration, and they're really a reflection upon our school, and that the district was named after the Shawnee Nation tribe. And in 1992, the Shawnee Mission School District communicated directly with the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, and we received written correspondence with them that the tribe was proud to lend its name and support to the education of America's youth. So we've used that to emphasize and costume youth as mascots, not in an offensive or degrading way, but instead as a proud tradition for our district that's going to continue.
Okay. And so, you know, with Native American students, I'm sure that's been quite a lot of years since have passed since then, but, you know, since we have Native American youth who are playing against your school, who find that offensive. And, you know, now we're talking about cultural appropriation of different cultures. Do you think they would revisit that if they feel that it might be taken differently now?
Well, we were guests at Lawrence High School last week, and this happened on their property, in their home, and we respect their opinion. We don't plan on anticipating any additional action from our district at this time, and just respectful of their space last week.
If you caught our DJ session recently, okay. The one about...
All right, so that was her... response to, sorry about that, it just went straight to another thing I had downloaded on there. And that was her response to, you know, what they felt was their appropriate use of a mascot. And so it was kind of odd that was their response in saying that, but I was just kind of surprised. So let me play Madison's and her explanation again of what they experienced. So let me cue this up. Oh, and let me see. It did not work. Hold on. So this is Madison talking about what happened.
We experienced seeing them have two mascots. One was a male wearing a headdress, and one was a female wearing a buckskin dress. And before the boys' game, they were doing, the student section was doing the tomahawk chop, and just like their usual, they call their school values tribal tenants, and it's just very upsetting to see stuff like that as a Native American.
So, and so since then that the school's taken down the banner, how's it been here at school with your non-Native friends?
It's definitely been supportive. People have supported me and told me that, you know, thank you for getting up and sharing your voice and having courage to do so. So as far as here in Lawrence, I've, you know, really only had support, so it's been good.
And you guys are hoping to talk with the other high school?
Yes, we are hoping to write them a letter and keep in touch with them to make sure that we can have a good relationship with them, and but continue to educate and to show them that we do not approve of what they're doing.
All right, so that was Madison McKinney again, just giving a small little follow-up of what was going on. So I don't know, it was weird with the communications director. The thing I found weird was that they were saying that's their heritage.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is, wait a minute, are you Native American? I was just like floored that she would say that. Like, that's not your heritage. If that is, if you are not Shawnee, if you're not an old enrolled member of one of the Shawnee bands, then you are not Shawnee. That is not your heritage.
Yeah, and she's the communication director, but her use of words was, she was pretty much what I, from her tone, it was like, we own this mascot issue. You know, this is what we're doing, and we're going to continue to do this no matter what anyone says.
Yeah.
So even if maybe the Shawnee were to revisit that and say, no, we're not going to allow you to use this, it sounds to me like they've taken ownership of that, and they're just going to continue doing it no matter what anyone says.
And so I actually reached out to the chief of the Eastern Shawnee tribe, and she was really upset to find out what was going on. She had no inkling of the 1992 letter, and she said that she would talk with her business counsel about what was going on. And I sent her links about what was happening, because she couldn't, you know, comment on anything that she didn't know about.
Right.
Since then, she has come out and said, well, they're upset with the fact that the Shawnee are an East, are a woodlands tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is the Indian that is on
depiction of it,
yeah, what
wearing
is it?
A headdress.
That is a Plains Indian,
exactly.
Staff. And that's what their Princess and Brave is as well. It is not an accurate depiction, mm-hmm, of the Shawnee people. So she took issue with that, as well as the tomahawk chop. She felt that they shouldn't disregard the students' opposition to that, and disregard the concerns of the intertribal club. And she advises that students from both schools should meet together, and that, I think she said that they were going to look at rescinding,
mm-hmm, wow,
that use.
Well, I would love to hear the interview that you have with the communications director after that occurs.
Yeah. So yeah. So that was kind of funny because of that. I was just like, man, this is crazy. Am I living in crazy land here?
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm thinking, like, if I would probably would have seen her in person, I wonder if she would have said the same thing, because this was, yeah, over the phone.
Yeah. I don't think they're as willing to say stuff like that in person, but over the phone, over the internet,
yeah,
I'm sure they have a little bit more bravery.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I was just kind of, you know, I was just really surprised about the way the, I don't know, I'm just really surprised about the use of the term of, this is our heritage.
And it's our part of our tradition.
And
yeah, the use of words coming from her. I mean, she should have picked her words better because those are strong words. Mm-hmm. And to say this is ours.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty much taking that from the Native people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit French, so, you know, could I speak up for all the French people?
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
That's ours.
Right? I'm kidding. I always joke about my name. But yeah, I mean, I cannot speak for people that I am not associated with. I mean, I just can't. I find it very weird that that was her response of, this is our heritage, and, you know, and then called it a costume. Mm-hmm. You know, that is not a costume. We are not costumes.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, her choice of words, you know, she obviously didn't do her research into it either, so.
We got much learning to do. But, yeah, I mean, I'm really glad that Miss McKinney is, you know, they're trying to reach out to them to do an education. I think it works better with students because it's not an adult telling them what mm-hmm. you did wrong. It's other students mm-hmm. that are trying to educate other students. And I think that's really awesome. That's what they want to get done. And hopefully that does happen. I'll be interested to see. I keep in contact with her, and I'm going to see if they have, or if they do, let me know, because I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to take pictures and see mm-hmm. how this works out, you know. And the funny thing is, I was talking about this in class, and I had a student who went to that high school, and yeah, he was, you know, saying same stuff. So it was just kind of odd. He goes, "They're not going to change."
Yeah, so they own it.
Yeah.
Sounds they own that.
We got permission, so. Yeah. You know, we're going to go. And that was my whole point. It's like, it's been 20 years. Like, obviously, your idea of permission 20 years ago is way different than what students have an idea or a concept. Maybe, yes, they did it out of respect back then. But now it's just a caricature mm-hmm. of something mm-hmm. they don't appreciate. So anyway, we're talking about the Shawnee Mission North mascot debate, and the communications director basically telling me that was their heritage and they're allowed to do it, so they're gonna do it. They don't care anyways. So that's what was happening. All right, well, we'll get back into the music, and this is Sharon Birch and Earth and Sun. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Thank you. That was Sharon Birch with Earth and Sun, and you're listening to the Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Rhonda here doing your news across Indian country, and like I said, this other issue of racial tension going on in Montana. This past week, a longtime KCTR morning show host, Paul Mushabin, made a post on his blog entitled Indian Basketball. And that was for, again, the radio station KCTR in Montana. And it was basically asking or telling people he didn't like the way their fans acted and way they played. And he just thought that there should be segregated tournaments for Native Americans and for non-Natives. And so... I was first alerted to this by one of my friends who's a tribal radio host in Montana, and he posted the blog on my Facebook, and I shared it with other people, and, you know, I was just like, that's not what you do. You're not supposed to be inciting hate, you know, to because you're against it. I mean, it's just really wrong, and these are kids. Like, how can you do that against kids? Mm-hmm. You know, they're going for a tournament title. And I guess he wouldn't back down from his position. He said he didn't care. Mm-hmm. Well, since then, the radio station, they stated that they do not support the blog or the sentiments expressed therein. Once management became aware of the content, it was immediately removed from the station website and has since taken action to suspend Mr. Mushabin indefinitely pending further internal review. We assure you that we are taking appropriate action to prevent this from happening in the future. It no way reflects the values or beliefs of KCTR or its employees, and they apologize to their listeners, advertisers, and Native American community. And so, you know, I guess this story went all the way into Forbes and national news. I think USA Today even did a story on it. So it's like, obviously this guy did not think that people were going to share the story and, you know, have the public outcry that it did. But you can't be a vocal speaker within your community, especially when you're given access to a radio station, and use it to spread this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just really, really wrong. So I'm glad that they took action on this case, but it's terrible because a lot of teams in Montana are from the Native American reservations and have to travel far ways to get there, and they have really devout fans that go and, you know, go watch those teams play.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. Something like that would be said, but me being from South Dakota, just a neighbor to Montana, we have since had, I think, 40 plus years of the LNIs, or it's close to 40 or whatever, but that's the Lakota Nation Invitational, and that pretty much sprouted out from, I guess, our Native teams going to visit other schools and them experiencing a lot of racism, and so that tournament actually developed from that, and I think it was pretty much saying, you know, we don't want to deal with the racism anymore, so we're going to have our children, they still want to play basketball. So it kind of sprouted up from that. But since then, I mean, they actually have slots for non-Native schools there. Mm-hmm. And they love coming there. It's a very competitive tournament. Yeah. And it's a big deal. I mean, they don't just do basketball anymore. It's a variety of different things, from, you know, art to debate.
But, and that's not a state tournament. I mean, that's just a regular tournament.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of...
It's a big tournament. But, you know, that kind of sprouted from something like that. But I can see where that guy's saying that. I mean, he just wants separation. Yeah. That's it. You know, from his own opinion. Which I saw the basketball players actually uniting.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Yeah, and so he actually responded to the backlash about for him to get fired. And he said, at what point do we get fired due to how some people construed the blog? Are broadcasters held to a different standard just because we're easily accessible? And you realize what you are doing if you're trying to get somebody fired. You're taking away their ability to put a roof over their family's head. And it's like, really? Yeah. You're responsible for what you say. I mean, that's just really wrong. I mean, you shouldn't be doing that. The Montana High School Association said its 179 members fully support the concept of equal opportunity for the youth of the state of Montana. There will be no discrimination with regard to gender, religion, race, or ethnic origin and activity sponsored by the association. And yes, so this past week they did have a Northern Divisional tournament going on, and so they had the teams come out, which were a few from the reservations, and they all got in a show of solidarity and met together and like in a big circle out on the court to support one another and show that they were united. The cool thing about that is my cousin is an assistant coach with Hayes Lodgepole boys team, who actually won. They won last night. They won the Northern Sea Division, which they haven't done in a long time. So congratulations to them. So they're going to state. So they, you know, finally going back to state after quite a while. So they're really excited, you know, and to have that type of stuff marred because of what this guy's saying. It's like, really? You know, I tried to have my cousin call in, but they're on the road back from Great Falls back to the reservation. And they're from, again, Hayes, up in northern Montana, which is near the Canadian border, the Fort Belknap Reservation, which is way north. So they're driving their way right now. So, but great job to them. So, and a lot of Indian teams are winning their state tournaments. I've seen in Arizona as well. So it was really cool. But yeah, just a crazy situation going on. All right. Well, the remains of a Native ancestor known as Kennewick Man has finally been laid to rest. The Colville tribes, the Umatilla tribes, the Nez Perce tribe, and the Yakima Nation, and the Wampum tribe reburied the Ancient One, as he is known to their people, at an undisclosed location on the Columbia River Plateau on Saturday morning. The ceremony followed a 21-year battle over the status of the remains. We always knew the Ancient One to be Indian. Aaron Ashley, who serves on the Board of Trustees for the Umatilla Tribe, said in a press release, "We have oral stories that tell of our history on this land, and we know at that moment of discovery that he was our relation." The remains were found on federally managed land along the Columbia River in 1996 in present-day Washington. The site used to be a part of the Umatilla Reservation until the tribes were forced to cede it by treaty. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was prepared to return the remains to the tribes under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act until non-Indian scientists filed a lawsuit. They were able to study the Ancient One after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said the remains were too old to be covered by the law. The work, however, confirmed that the Ancient One was indeed Native. According to DNA tests, his closest living descendants are citizens of the Colville tribes. Last April, the Army Corps again concluded that the remains could be returned to the tribes. That's when Congress stepped in with S-612, the Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation Act, to ensure that the Ancient One could be reburied. So, good job finally getting Kennewick Man buried. That's awesome that you're able to get their ancestor reburied. All right, so we had the Dakota Access Pipeline. The camps were shut down, and they're still stuff going on. Tensions continue to simmer as the Dakota Access Pipeline becomes more of a reality with every passing day. The wealthy backers of the project are within weeks of completing the final portion in North Dakota. Oil could be flowing even before the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe are heard fully in federal court, their last avenue of hope now that President Donald Trump has turned his back on them without once engaging in government-to-government consultation. The latest sign of the dramatic disconnect came directly from the White House when the press secretary, Sean Spicer, claimed the new administration has been in constant contact with Standing Rock and North Dakota's governor. Quote, our team has been involved with both the tribe and the governor there, so we are constantly in touch with them, Spicer said during his daily press briefing. And I think we feel very confident that we will move forward to get the pipeline moving. And so we'll have a further update on that, but I think we're in constant contact with the officials there. But tribal leaders have strongly disputed the alternative characterization. Neither Standing Rock nor Cheyenne River were consulted when the Republican regime in Washington, barely 3 weeks after Trump took office, approved the pipeline without completing an environmental review. Spicer claimed that the Trump administration has been constantly in contact with our tribe. That claim is absolutely false, Chairman Dave Archambault, second from Standing Rock, said in a statement on Thursday. We repeatedly asked for meetings with the Trump administration, but never received one until the day they notified Congress that they were issuing the easement, Archambault continued, as he relayed a now familiar story of being slighted by the White House. I was on a plane to Washington, D.C. when the easement was issued. It was an insult to me and to the tribe. So, again, that's going on. And it's almost like they're pitting people against each other. And this people are fighting internally and fighting. And it's just, to me, I'm like, this is what they want us to do. They want us to fight each other.
Right.
They want us to be against each other. And I've been seeing people calling Mr. Archambault Dapple Dave.
Dapple Dave, I've seen that.
And it's like, really? I mean, what would you do if you were the chairman of this tribe?
Mm-hmm.
What?
There's hard decisions that you have to make.
You do.
You know, not everyone's going to like him, unfortunately. But I'm sure he's had some consult from elders and other people of his council. So, I mean, you got to respect those, decisions that he makes. And they're hard, for him because he's making them for the tribe.
And he's not backing down either.
No, he's not. And he shouldn't. That's the thing is that it's not something that he's just done by himself. He's definitely talked to other people like the elders. He's trying to be respectful to them and to the members of the tribe. So people have to understand that.
Yeah, and it's really sad to see people fighting amongst each other. And I think, I understand we have to have allies within different groups to help us out because we can't continue to do some of the stuff by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I've seen people argue about that. And it's just like, I don't know, I think it's really sad that, we can't be unified because we all are fighting for, I think we're all fighting for the same thing and we all need to have everyone's support. Thought about the Indian man that was shot here, in a place to eat, you're just hanging out and you have some person come in and ask if you're from this country. I mean,
and ask to see your visa. And it's like, who gives him the right to even do that? That was really disturbing that it happened in Kansas.
Yeah, and not very far from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very sad. I mean, they had nothing to do with what is going on, and it's all these issues that are going on right now that unfortunately are causing people to be upset and angry and wanting to hurt other people. It's like, man, we have to remember that you have compassion and you have to have that compassion for other people, that you can hurt them, and hurt their feelings and by saying stuff. I just don't understand going and telling somebody you don't belong here because you're not the right color.
Right.
And I felt really horrible after that happened. And it's nice to see the outpouring of people banding together and trying to help out the family of the gentleman who died. And that's great. But that should have never even happened.
Never should have happened.
And it's really disturbing. That's the what we're dealing with right now. You know, anger. Who's to say that, you know, we're not going to go somewhere and someone's going to say that to me or you.
Exactly.
Because me and Maury are both dark.
And I have a beard. You know, I've been mistaken for many different races.
Yes, you have.
Before.
Yes.
And even on KU campus, you know, I was actually, you know, pointed out directly out of hundreds of students, and I was asked if I was Muslim. You know, it's just like, but who knows, the next time I run into someone like that, they're just not even going to ask.
They're not even going to ask. No, you know? they're just going to. And I've been asked myself, you know, am I an illegal immigrant? And I'm right. Like, what the heck? Like, of all people, you're asking me.
Right.
If I'm, and I hate that term too. It's like, use undocumented, I always tell people, use undocumented worker. No one's illegal, you know, but I just couldn't believe somebody was calling me that. And I just didn't even try and pay attention. And it almost ended up, you know, getting in a fight.
Right.
And this was with a man. Like, I'm not try to fight anybody. Mm-hmm. I love everybody. I want to be everyone's friend. And I'm like, what? I just couldn't believe it. So, I mean, and who's to say, again, like, that's not going to happen to us in the future. Right. I fully expect it.
Yeah. I mean, I expect it. Anytime I go out somewhere, I feel like I'm kind of waiting for someone to say something. You know, and even right now, after this happening, I kind of have to watch my back. You know, I kind of have to be
extra
very
vigilant.
Aware of my surroundings.
Yeah. So prayers to that family. I mean, I felt it's horrible. This had to happen. You don't expect anything like this. And especially here. Mm. It's like, that doesn't happen here. I mean, it shouldn't. And here it is.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, yes. Send prayers to that gentleman's family. All right. Well, that's all our news across Indian country, and I'll be letting you guys know about new stuff next week. I'm sure there's going to be other things coming up. So, yeah, make sure you tune in next Sunday. We'll get back into the music, and this is some Astunba. All right, that was the Stunba with, let me see, what was it? Spirit of Mother Earth. Yeah, so it's From Where the Sun Rises. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Like I said, stay tuned for Sunset Reggae coming up next here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And thank you to Maury for being here with me.
Thank you for having me. I just want to say one more thing about the situation that happened. There was a young man that actually stepped up to help these two Indian men when this was occurring, and he was shot and injured. But, you know, we should recognize him too, because, you know, if we don't have people that are standing up whenever they see something going wrong, you are actually part of the problem. And he decided to stand up. So I want to thank him.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, he didn't have to. That was good of him to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, standing up for them. I forgot to play this real quick, but after that, I'll be leaving off with some Gabriel Ayala. Thanks for tuning in. Again, like I said, stay tuned for Sunset Reggae.
The Jackson County Bar Association presents Law 101, free legal classes taught by judges and licensed attorneys. Classes are from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Greg Kleiss Community Center, 1600 John Buck O'Neill Way, Kansas City, Missouri. The next class is Wednesday, March 8th on employment law. This message, a public service of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Mm-hmm.